One of the greatest ever exponents of Irish traditional music. That's how renowned fiddle player and member of the Chieftains, Sean Keane, has been described today. He died at his home yesterday at the age of 76. The Irish Traditional Music Archive made a documentary with him entitled Sean Keane, The Portrait of an Artist. It was shown at the Willie Clancy Summer School last July. Here's a short extract from the film.
Tell you the honest truth, it wasn't worth a course or anything else on any music. All I could do was play a fiddle. Really, it was my sole interest in life was to play the fiddle. Yeah, and I was obsessed with playing the fiddle.
He's just a brilliant musician. Very unique style. It's very much his own. You know, it's like there's good jazz and there's bad jazz. You know. But he does his good job.
The voices of the late Sean Keane and also fellow chieftain Matt Malloy. We're joined here in studio by the director of the Irish Traditional Music Archive, Liam O'Connor, who made the documentary along with Sean Potts. You're very welcome to the programme, Liam. And our condolences to you and your family because Sean was a family friend.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Brian. And thanks for shining a light on what Sean has done for the traditional arts community, but for the art sector in Ireland and throughout the world. It was a very sudden death and certainly very unexpected, and I'd like to pass on my own condolences to the family, his three children, Darragh, Deirdre and Porrick, and of course Sean's brother, accordion player James Keane as well. So he was a family friend. My mother was from Ennistyme. She arrived to Ennistyme as a teenager with Mary Keane, and she went to a Cayley one night and met what became my father, Mick O'Connor, and his friend Sean Keane, and the two couples married long lives together. So it's a sad day on a personal level, and then with my hat on as director of the Irish Traditional Music Archive, it's a very sad day for traditional music, but Sean has left an amazing legacy of music, as in his own voice there. You know, he was obsessed with the fiddle. He represents the very best of the traditional arts. He had an incredible pedigree. His family, his mother and father both played traditional music in Clare and Longford. He was born in Dublin. So he traditional music isn't always associated with Dublin, but Sean was at the forefront of setting the very highest standards for his generation. He had a phenomenal technique, as we've just heard in that extract. He had technical training in the College of Music in Dublin, but he married those, you know, the wonderful tradition and the wonderful command of the instrument together to create his own personal style.
The family background, as you said, was Longford and Clare. So were those? Did he play in the styles of those parts of the country?
Yeah, that's a great question. He was a bit like a magpie in a way. He borrowed from styles throughout Ireland. So he would have travelled to Donegal, to the likes of John Doherty, to down to Sligo. He would have borrowed a lot from the likes of Michael Coleman, he travelled in Connemara. He was down in West Clare. He spent a lot of time with Patrick Kelly, John Kelly, Joe Ryan, Bobby Casey. And he was in a band which was half Clare, the Cascali band, and half Dublin. And then he was down in Slieve Lucre with Porrick O'Keefe. So he got all those, the best parts of those styles, and distilled it down to a very coherent, unique style. So I think,
and of course, I suppose as part of the Chieftains, he was a participant and a leading figure in the great revival in traditional Irish music.
Exactly, the Chieftains, and through the work of led by Paddy Maloney, and Sean was always keen to acknowledge what Paddy did for the traditional that he represented, but to bring it onto an international stage, that they affected the lives of millions of people. You know, we see that in the archive, in the Irish Music Archive. Like, Irish music is there's interest and practitioners and people learning this music all over the world, you know. So the Chieftains are part of that
What about his influence on the succeeding generations of fiddle players? Is that now something that will endure, would you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's testament to Sean's standing. He's a musician's musician, and he influenced his immediate peers, the likes of Tommy Peoples, who was only a couple of years younger than him. He influenced, you know, text messages there from the likes of Frankie Gavin, Martin Hayes today. Paddy Glacken spoke so eloquently this morning on RTE. So he influenced his immediate peers. He was held in really high regard by his seniors and as someone who had outstanding natural talent. Mm-hmm. And then younger generations like myself, there's very few fiddle players involved in traditional music now who can't say that they were influenced directly or indirectly by Sean himself.
As a player yourself, Liam, what was the experience of playing with Sean?
Awestruck, I think. Yeah. He oozed musicality. He was ambitious for the instrument, ambitious for traditional music, and he could back it up. He could bring the best of the past to the present and point the way for a better standard of playing in the future. Mm-hmm. So he was peerless in that regard. So a hugely inspiring figure, and I think he'll remain inspiring for literally hundreds of years. You know, there's very few people. Like there's, you know, he's up there with Michael Coleman, Tommy Potts, Willie Clancy, those kind of once in a generation.
Yeah, the recordings will live on and be listened to again and again. And people will recall seeing him. I don't know if it was his final public performance, but in Ballina for President Biden's visit, he took part in that reunion of the Chieftains.
Yeah, exactly. He was very proud of his life with the Chieftains, and it's very symbolic. And, you know, you're looking at the footage so recently, you wouldn't have thought that would be his last public performance, but he intended to play in the Piper's Corner last Saturday night, and he had an appetite for traditional music much beyond the stage, the concert hall. He was sitting with young people and old people, and that if he lived for another 200 years, he'd still have that lifelong passion.
He was, as we heard him say, obsessed with the music.
Yeah. Well,
listen, Liam, thank you very much for that very warm and kind tribute. And as I say, again, our sympathies to you and indeed to Sean's family and your family as well.